Hello, it's Camilo again, and now I'm going to do the Twok 2 Electric Boogaloo. Sorry, I've had some wine, so I'm a little goofy. Okay, so I guess I'm just gonna go ahead and get started. Number one, many GWA members listen to audio posts while at work, others than in bed. Where do you listen to GWA audio? At work. I do listen at work. I constantly have earbuds in my ears, and my coworkers think I'm listening to music, and they are so wrong. What else? In the car, I have listened to, in the car a few times. I have listened while grocery shopping, even stick the earbud in and wander around. Like, oh hey, canned tomatoes. Oh wow, yeah, that was a good audio there. Yeah, it's I have blushed quite a few times while at the grocery store, and people kind of look at me funny. But yeah. So number two. Have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your worst sex partner, why it was so bad, and what did you do about it? I wouldn't say that I've ended it because it was bad. But there's times where, no matter what he does, it's just not gonna happen. It's just, it's not that he's not good at what he's doing, it's just not gonna happen. So why continue? He's tired, I'm tired, just it's fine. We'll try it again later. No big deal. Let's rest up, move on. It's not that it was bad, just it's just not gonna happen. So, worst sex partner, I'm not going there because that's just kind of rude. I'm not gonna. Number three. If you discover a very attractive person masturbating or two very attractive people having sex, and there's no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while you watch them, and how long would you watch? I would watch, because I am quite the voyeur. I do like watching quite a bit. Would I masturbate while I watch them? Probably not, because I'd be wanting to, pay attention to them, not pay attention to me, because I like to actually pay attention to what I'm doing, while I'm masturbating. I get distracted easily, so it's kind of a one or the other kind of thing with me. So, yeah. How long would I watch? I have no idea. I guess till they were done. Or until I kind of felt really super creepy for watching. So, yeah, I mean, there you go. Number four. Have you ever had a kissing cousin? And if not, do you have relatives that you would? Oh, God, no. No. Number five. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording? I have many times. Many times, both out loud and in my head. Number six, when you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? I haven't really paid attention to where I look first, second, and third. If I'm facing the person, I kind of start at the top and work my way down. Their eye, their face, eyes and lips. I usually watch people's mouths when they talk. It's just something that I do. I like lips. I look at their hands because, as I've said previously, I have a thing for hands. If I'm behind the person and they can't see me, ass. I always look at the ass. I just do. It's there. I mean, why not look at it? Number seven. Have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? I have. Friends hired me a male stripper for my birthday one year. It was fun. I wouldn't say that I was necessarily turned on by it, but it was definitely fun. We were drunk and having a good time and laughing and all that. I would love another one. So I have a lap. If any of y'all want to, dance, it's available right here. Lap. Male or female. Hey, I'm open. Let's see. Number eight. What is the sexiest scene you recall from a mainstream movie, and what made it so sexy? I have absolutely no idea. I'm drawing a blank. I really don't know. I have to think about that. I really have to think about that. Now I'm gonna have to go find it. Find something to like go back and edit this or something and throw a good answer in there. Number nine. Is there a sex position? Sorry, I was sitting weird. My leg fell asleep. Number nine. Talking about sex positions. Or kind of sex that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy, but ended up doing it anyway. What was it, and did you enjoy it? Actually, I was for the longest time, for many, many years, I was anti-anal. Just the idea of it was just yeah, I was always like, no, exit only. I don't think so. No, get away. No. And then, not that long ago, I was like, I can't really say that I don't like it if I've never tried it. So, I did, with a toy. Honestly, it just, eh. I mean, it wasn't fantastic, but it also wasn't terrible. It honestly, it really doesn't do that much for me. Number 10, have you ever stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone or inappropriately flirted the significant other of a close friend? There was a guy who had been dating a not really a close friend, just someone that was in my very, very large, kind of outer circle of friends. They had been dating, finger quotes, dating for I think 2 weeks or something like that, and he hit on me, and just kind of one thing led to another, and yeah, we ended up being together for almost a year, if I remember correctly. It was many, many, many moons ago. So yeah, I did. Certainly not my proudest moment, but it is what it is. I can't go back and change it. So. Inappropriately flirted with a significant other of a close friend. No, I don't think so. Not that I can remember. No. There we go. There's those questions, and good night.